Chapter 4. The Last Deaths. But they did. The next morning we read in the newspaper that John Openshaw was dead. A policeman found him in the river near Waterloo Station. The police said it was an accident, but Holmes was very angry about it. "He came to me for help, and those men murdered him. I'm going to find them if it's the last thing I do," he said to me, and he hurried out of the house. In the evening, when he came back to Baker Street, he was tired, but pleased. "Watson," he said, "I know the names of Openshaw's enemies, and now I'm going to send them a surprise. This will frighten them." He took 5 pips from an orange and put them in an envelope. On it he wrote, "S.H. for J.C. "I'm sending the pips not from the KKK, but from me, Sherlock Holmes, to Captain James Cahoon. His ship is called the Star. He and his men are sailing back to Georgia, USA, now." "How did you find him, Holmes?" I asked. "Ship's papers," he said. "I've looked at hundreds of them today. Only one ship, the Star, was in the 3 ports at the right times, and this morning the Star left London to sail back to Georgia. I found out that the captain and 2 of his men, all Americans, weren't on the ship last night. So I'm sure they killed poor John Openshaw. When they arrive in America, they'll get the pips, and then the police will catch them." Sherlock Holmes is a very clever detective, but he can do nothing about the weather. The winter storms at sea that year were worse than ever, and so the Star never arrived in Georgia, and nobody saw the captain or his men again. The murderers of John Openshaw did not get the pips, but in the end, death came to them.